Amen. We serve a good God that can do anything other than fail. Amen. Amen. I want to read in your hearing what our responsive reading should have been. It wasn't correct. It was from last week's responsive reading. But I'm sure somebody else needs to hear that too. But I want to share with you out of 1 John 5:13 through 14. And then I want to share with you out of 1 Chronicles chapter 4, 9 through 10. And that will be our focus for this morning. But 1 John 5:13 through 14, it reads in this way: I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life. And this is the confidence that we have toward him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. Amen. Then if you were to flip over to 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verses 9 through 10, those scriptures speak to us in this fashion. Jabez was more honorable than his brothers, and his mother called him Jabez, saying, because I bore him in pain. Jabez called upon the God of Israel, saying, oh, that you would bless me and enlarge my border, and that your hand might be with me, and that you would keep me from harm, so that it might not bring me pain. Amen. I want to preach on the topic today. I want more. I want more. Amen. A little boy was sent to his room because he was bad. A short time later, he came out and said to his mother, I've been thinking about what I did, and Mom, I want you to know that I prayed about it. That's fine, she said. If you ask God to help you be good, he'll help you. Oh, I didn't ask him to help me be good. I asked the Lord to help you put up with me. Amen. Somebody said, I know what prayer would do. Amen. And today I want to talk to you about a man named Jabez that indeed knew what prayer could do. His name and story can only be found in these few verses in the whole Bible. But you have to be diligent when reading this text, because this prayer and this story consist of two verses that are sandwiched between an extensive chronological list documenting the descendants of Judah. And though they can be boring to read, chronological lists and family trees are very important. It's good to know who's in your family and all the name changes and the intermarrying of people. If you don't believe me and don't see how these chronological lists can have any value in them whatsoever, then I will call you to briefly look at the genealogy of Jesus Christ found in the first chapter of the book of Matthew. Within his genealogy, we find that Jesus' bloodline can be traced all the way back to Father Abraham, all the way through King David. We also see that in his family lineage, there were both Gentiles and Jews. His chronological list is telling, to say the least, because it uncovers scandals of love and passion and debunk myths tied to racist arguments that demand a so-called pure ethnic bloodline in order for one to be actually right with God. But then as we look at the chronological list leading up to Jabez in 1 Chronicles chapter 4, what sticks out like a sore thumb is the fact that halfway through naming all the sons born to their father, we find this two-verse narrative that tells about a man named Jabez that believed in the power of prayer. It says that Jabez was more honorable than his brothers, but his mother named him Jabez because through pain she gave birth to him. But Jabez cried out to God of Israel and made his petitions known. Oh, that you would bless me and enlarge my territory. Let your hand be with me and keep me from harm so that I'll be free from pain. And here is the part that I like best in the text. It says, and God granted his request. Though there is not much said about Jabez, there's still much to be gleaned from these few scriptures. First off, the chronicler stated that Jabez was more honorable than his brothers, and that his name, that he was named Jabez by his mother because he caused her pain at childbirth. And as a footnote for our conversation, the name Jabez resembles the Hebrew word for pain. And though the chronicler says that Jabez was more honorable than his brothers, his mother says that as early as his birth, he's done nothing but cause me pain. Now, pain during childbirth is not really anything new. In fact, I heard one woman say that they don't give out special awards or medals for delivering children without something to deaden the pain. Another woman said that giving childbirth is so painful that if man did it, then we would soon find that the human race would be extinct. But pain. Well, somebody kind of agrees with that sentiment, don't they? But pain in childbirth is normal and should be expected. But for Jabez's mother to give him a name that would be a constant reminder of what she had to go through in order to bring him in this world, then her ordeal in childbirth must have been something out of the ordinary to the point that she named him Pain. Because of his name, the pain that he caused his mother in childbirth turned out to be the same type of pain that was caused on him. He wasn't named Joy. They didn't name him Precious. They didn't even name him I'm Unique. But your mother named you Pain. And let's be honest, pain is something that you don't want. You don't look forward to something painful. It's nothing to be happy about. So it's not a big leap to say that Jabez, though he is honorable in the eyes of the chronicler, he was the black sheep of the family. And I know I may be talking about one of you, because let the record show that some of you have caused your parents and loved ones pain in your life. And even the decisions you've made, and maybe some of you still make it, isn't just causing others pain, but it's also hurting you. But there's hope. If you just look at the text, you'll see that even though his mama named him Pain, the chronicler says that he was more honorable than his brothers. And on the surface, we can see that the same thing that causes you pain has the ability to make you great. Somebody said, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. For his name was Pain, but others thought that he was honorable. His mama named him Pain, but his associates called him honorable. He was a constant reminder of the abnormal hardship that he brought his family, but others said that he was even more honorable than his brothers. And I have to tell you today that what you were isn't what you have to be. Neither do you have to deny what the Lord brought you from. It's all that pain that you might have caused others, that you might have caused yourself, that's tied up in your testimony. That might have been what you used to be, but the Lord has ordered your steps, and what you was and what you is, you can change with the Lord's help. I need you to just look at the text where it says Jabez was more honorable than his brothers. This word honorable in the Hebrew is pronounced kabed, and it can mean either numerous, rich, or honorable. But it can also be, based on the context, mean heavyweight or burdensome. On the positive side, kabed can mean numerous, rich, or honorable. But on the negative side, kabed means heavy, weighty, or burdensome. Sometimes this Hebrew word is meant to convey something positive, and sometimes it's used to convey something negative. But it's the same word. And the text says that Jabez was more honorable than his brothers, but his mother called him Pain because of the pain he caused her in childbirth. Yeah. Now, I want you to recognize that this wasn't his alias.
It wasn't a name he gave himself or a name that was given to him by the group that he hung around with. It wasn't a name that he was given due to him being in some incident that happened later in his life, but it was his government name given to him by his mother to commemorate the tragic entrance into this world. Before he ever got started, Jabez was labeled for life. It wasn't his fault. He didn't ask to be here. It wasn't his idea to be born. No one asked his opinion on the subject. But here, at no fault of his own, and because he was born, he has been labeled for life, one who causes pain. And I don't know about you, but I'm so glad that the story in this prayer of Jabez is in this book. Because all that the chronicler is trying to convey with these play on words is that whatever causes you pain also has the potential to make you great. You just have to focus on the positive side, and you need to stop feeding into all that negative stuff. I'm so glad that Jabez's story made it into the book, because Jabez proves positive that everyone has a sob story, but just because you had to go through some heartache and pain doesn't give you the excuse not to be exceptional and do something great for the Lord. In fact, what we see here in verse 9 isn't a tragic story of a mother branding her son as pain and unwanted, but we see a testimony of a man that didn't let his bad name overshadow his character or his integrity. You ain't got to worry about what folk call you. All you got to do is worry about what the Lord says you are. You ain't got to listen to what they call you. Somebody said it only matters what you answer to. You just need to focus on who the Lord says you are. You might have been a hell raiser, and every now and then you may want to raise some hell, but the Lord might have called you to be a peacemaker. That same energy you used to start trouble, he may want you to use in order to bring about peace. You just have to change your direction from listening to all that negative stuff and listening to the Lord. I know some of you had it bad. I know some of you didn't grow up with a silver spoon in your mouth. I know some of you are dealing with obstacles in your life, not of your own making, but you got to deal with it anyway. I know some of you, because of life and its circumstances, had to choose between several bad things and make the best out of a no-win situation. Daddy didn't want you. Mama only wanted you because you came with a check. Born poor and black. Born poor, black, and female. The deck was stacked against you by no fault of your own. But then I look at this story in prayer of Jabez, and I declare none of that really matters for not being a man or a woman of character. Don't let what you had to go through hold you back from what the Lord wants to give you. Mama called him pain. But what mama called him didn't hold him back, because after the dust settled, everybody else said, that boy named Pain is more honorable than his brothers. Jabez didn't allow his personal pain to cause him not to be a blessing to somebody else. And I believe that's because he found out something that Paul penned later down the road, and that is, God's grace is sufficient. Stop focusing on what you don't have. Set your eyes on what you do have, because somebody said, if God is for me, who can be against me? But then that's not the end of the story, because we get to a glimpse into the prayer life of this honorable man named Pain. How does a person who was born out of pain pray? What do they say? What do they ask for? First, it's important to point out that this prayer is a description and not a prescription on how we should pray. In other words, this is a personal prayer and not a model prayer. There's nothing wrong with praying Jabez's prayer for yourself, but that doesn't mean you're going to get Jabez results. No, rather, this is a personal prayer of a man who put his faith in God in spite of his past. The prayer of a man who wouldn't let his reputation dictate his relationship with the Lord. And I know I'm talking to somebody today because for so many years you allowed your past to keep you from even coming into the sanctuary, saying a sincere prayer, or even calling on the name of the Lord. But God's not scared of you or your past. He can handle both of them. See, you're in here today and the church didn't fall down. The saints didn't pass out or run away. In fact, you knew, if you knew about us, the things we know about ourselves, you really wouldn't feel so bad being in our company. For the Bible says there's none righteous, no, not one. In fact, us sitting here is nothing more than a testimony of how good, gracious, and great God really is. So, what does a man born out of pain pray for? Well, in essence, Jabez prayed for more. Yeah. For the remainder of our time together, I do want to talk to you about Jesus, I want more. This is what I like about this prayer. It was a personal prayer, but then it was an honest prayer, and then it was a prayer that God honored. It was an honest prayer. I think we would be naive not to recognize that Jabez's prayer was influenced by his past. He was named Pain, and what people called him has caused him pain as well. You know how it is when you have an undesirable name or a less stellar reputation. Some of you know what I'm talking about because you don't even like your birth name. So you go by some other name. You use your middle name or call yourself something else altogether. Some are even so embarrassed by your name, you get upset when people use it. But then others are embarrassed by their reputation. That name that other people call you, that's not all that flattering. Yes, this prayer comes out of the pain that was generated by Jabez's name. Well, you know how it is when you have to live your life to try to prove to everybody else they're wrong. Other folk tell you that you won't amount to much, but you make up in your mind that no matter what they say, you're going to grow up to be somebody. They told you that you weren't smart enough to go off to school and gain an education for yourself. So just to prove them wrong, you're determined to scale the highest heights of academia. You were told that you were not valued, but you decided that you would live your life in such a way that you would demand respect by everybody that came in your presence. You've been deemed the black sheep of the family, so you turn out being a perfectionist, trying to prove to your family and yourself that you're not really all that bad. You might have made some mistakes along the way, but you have some redeemable qualities that need to be pointed out from time to time as well. And all I'm trying to say is that sometimes people, when people have to endure trials of all sorts in order to survive and prove people wrong, they end up overcompensating in other areas in their life. Well, Jabez was called Pain, but he lived in such a way that other people called him honorable. And out of his own personal pain, Jabez gives this personal prayer. It's okay. We all got one, a personal prayer that we need to be honest with God about. You might have gone through one bad relationship after another, and you've just tried to, you're just tired of picking all the wrong people. So your personal prayer is, Lord, give me a spouse after your own heart. That's your personal prayer. Nothing's wrong with it. You've been struggling in your finances for a long time, and you've perfected the art of stealing from Peter to pay Paul. But you know this isn't how the Lord really intended for you to live, and you have a personal prayer that you want the Lord to increase your finances so you aren't struggling all the time and have to live on handouts and IOUs. In fact, the Bible says it's better to give than to receive, and so your personal prayer is, God, I want better so I can give more. You may be struggling in your health and you need God to show he still has that healing touch. So your personal prayer is that God do what the doctors can't. There's nothing wrong with having a personal prayer because the Bible says in Psalms 34:37-4, if you take delight in the Lord, he'll give you the desires of your heart. The Bible says, if you abide in me and I abide in you, ask whatever you will and it be granted to you. There's nothing wrong with having a personal prayer. Yeah, yeah, yeah. For the Lord said, cast all your cares on him, for he cares for you. Somebody said the Lord is able even though he's not obligated. And Jabez had a personal prayer, and that was, God, bless me indeed. And I just want to know today, does anyone need a blessing today? Do you need something from the Lord? You need the Lord to intervene on your behalf. You messed it up and you can't fix it. You don't know which way to go. You need a word, a blessing to know that the Lord is still in control. Well, then that takes me to the second thing that I like about this text. And that is Jabez was honest. For he said, Lord, bless me indeed. You don't have to act like you got it all together when you go to the throne of grace. You may be able to fool some of the people some of the time. You may be able to fool a few of the people all the time, but you can't fool God none of the time. No way and no how. Therefore, you might as well be honest with the Lord and be honest with yourself. You have something that you need to turn over to the Lord. But until you do, the Lord's just going to keep passing your blessing on. I know I'm right about it because the Bible says, if my people who are called by my name, if they'll humble themselves and pray, turn from their wicked ways, seek my face, I'll hear from heaven and heal the land. But you have to be honest with the Lord in order to be blessed. Do you need something from the Lord today? Are you scared to admit you got some problems that you can't solve? You got some issues that you don't know what to do about? You tired of the world handling you and you can't handle the world? Do you need a blessing from the Lord? Part of being honest is telling the Lord what you really want. He said, God, enlarge my territory. Keep me from harm so that I'll be free from pain. I know some of you are reluctant to pray such a prayer because you think that this prayer is a selfish prayer. You think that it's a kind of prayer that God wouldn't answer to give you more and to keep you from hurt and pain. But let me just push back and say to some of you that you've been so damaged by this world that you don't think that you deserve anything good. It's not that you don't believe that God can, it's that you don't think he will for you. It's not that you don't have faith, but you just need your faith increased. You're like the man who had a son that was possessed by a demon, and he asked Jesus and said to him, could you help me, please? If you could, help me, please. And Jesus said, if I can, all things are possible for those who believe. The father cried out, I believe, Lord, help my unbelief. You believe that God can work it out. You believe that God is able to do the impossible. You just don't believe that he loves you enough to do it for you. In fact, you struggle just taking little things to the Lord. You need to ask the Lord to increase your faith. Because anything you pray according to his will, the Lord doesn't mind giving you the desires of your heart. That's why you need to start praying big and asking the Lord to bless me, indeed enlarge my territory. Sometimes you got to take some stuff over to the Lord, for the Lord can do what you can't do. You need to be honest with the Lord. You need to get inside your closet and have a personal time with the Lord. But you got to believe that the Lord can deliver. He can do for you what you can't do for yourself. You want a house? Have you prayed to God about it? You need your money straightened up? Have you prayed to God about it? Is your diabetes acting up? Have you prayed to God about it? Are you always finding yourself in the middle of some kind of mess and you always seem to be the common denominator? Have you prayed to God about it? The Lord just may slip up and answer your prayer. And when the Lord do what you can't do, all you can do is throw your hands up and give God all the glory. And this is the part that I love about this text. God honored Jabez's prayer. He granted him his request. Are you willing to ask the Lord for anything good in your life? I pray the Lord that he fills up every seat in this church. I pray the Lord spreads us to international ministries. I pray the Lord that he shines so bright on this corner that others come to see what in the world the Lord's doing here. I pray that the Lord blesses others just by being connected with this church. I pray that when people come in, they don't walk out the same way. I pray that people get healed in this place, physically, spiritually, emotionally, mentally, financially, sexually, in your relationships. I pray that the Lord does something so big that everybody sees it, but can't nobody believe it. And then all you can do is say, thank God for it. What are you willing to turn over to the Lord? The Lord put something in some of you already, and you so scared to birth that thing, but he wants you to start a business, write a book. He wants you to go places and talk about him. But because you listening to all of the negative, you can't be honorable among men and among the Lord. What are you willing to trust the Lord with? You might as well be honest. Because you got some stuff that you want that only the Lord can deliver. You don't have it because you can't get it. Otherwise, you would already have it. And those that got it can't get no more because you ain't being faithful in what he gave you to begin with. You know, the Lord didn't bless Jabez just so his territory can be enlarged. But the Bible says, his brothers, he was more honorable than the chronicler is writing the genealogy and stops and says, and Jabez was more honorable. You don't get the name of honor by pleasing yourself, but only by serving somebody else. The Lord ain't blessing you just so you can have fat pockets and live in ease in Zion. The Lord is giving you something because he got something for you to do. And until you do what the Lord said you'll do, you ain't gonna have no peace. I don't care how big your smile is on Facebook and how clean you look in person. I already know you ain't got no peace because you ain't being faithful in what God has given you. That's your children. Bless you with children and you mistreat them. That's your body gives you a temple, holy and acceptable to God, and you treat it any old kind of way. I mean, we all got something that we need to throw down before the Lord, but you can't fix it. Only God can. But I know what prayer will do. It'll do what you can't do. But you got to trust the Lord and not lean on your own understanding. Do you want to change today? I invite you to receive one known as Jesus Christ, died on the cross of crucifixion for our sins, was put in a barbed grave, and 3 days gave it back because he was done using it, and was raised up from the dead with all power in his hand. Any man that can defeat death in his own strength, I don't mind listening to, even following. But the Lord showed up in my own life, and what he did for me, he'll do for you. You don't have to be so down and out that he'll turn his back on you. He likes those that are down and out because he gets more glory out of them when he turns it around. Will you trust him today? This is my prayer for you, that you trust him if you haven't already. We open up the doors of the church that one may receive this Jesus Christ. We'll listen to the choir as they lead us in the song. We'll stand together. But I pray that the Lord pulls at your heartstrings and that you can't stay in your seat, that he moves you right up on front so that you could talk about how good the Lord is. This is my prayer for you today. Is there another? Is there another? One that would turn their life over? I have a word of encouragement. Is there another? One that'll listen to the Lord's call and do exactly what he says. Is there another? The Lord's not going to leave you alone even after this service is over with. He'll never leave you alone. That was his promise. Even when you tell him I'm done, he's not done with you. You might as well surrender now. If you want to change, let me introduce you to the change agent. He specializes in changing impossible things.
Yes. God sent his son.
Yes, Lord.
They called him Jesus. He came to love, heal, and forgive.
There's still time.
He lived and he died to. How sweet to hold a newborn baby and feel the pride and joy. Joy gives, but greater still, and there's that calm assurance, for this shall I give face. A sight to death, 'cause I know my God lives. And there was a day we've got to cross God's river. Life's fine.